girl on the cart, doing the work of a full-grown man, steering the butty and filling the logs, working as hard as she can. It's a hard life for a wife on the cart, living a days with a boating man, bowel the butty and shovel the coal, working as hard as she can. It's a hard life for a man on the cart, rearing the family the decent way, feeding the babies and keeping them clean, and nothing but work all the day.
To the jail, where the warders they wait upon you, where they give you free bread and water, but never knew Becky to chew. And instead of a Sunday cooked dinner, you'll be counting the bricks in your cell, where the Turin Lion-y, in a place they call Winston Green Jail. Now they send you down there from the steelhouse, when the bogies have finished with you, they shove you in cell block reception, in front of a bloody great screw. And instead of counting your money, you'll be counting the bricks in your cell, where the Turin Lion-y, in a place they call Winston Green Jail. Location, by the side of the old BCN. In summer it stinks like a cesspool, and in winter it smells like a fen. Instead of hanging round Gas Street, you'll be counting the bricks in your cell, where the Turin Lion-y, in a place they call Winston Green Jail. So, have you been down to the jail, where the warders they wait upon you, where they give you free bread and water, but never knew Becky touch you? And instead of a Sunday cooked dinner, you'll be counting the bricks in your cell, where the Turin Lion-y, in a place they call Winston Green Jail.
Push, push, push. We're legging this old tunnel.
Push, push, push.
It's the pride of Dudley Town, and they're going to pull it down.
So push, boys, push. Push, boys, push. Push, boys, push. Push, boys, push. push, push.
Cathedral arch as well.
Push, boys, push.
There'll be no more fresh air smell till we get to the well.
So push, push, push.
Voter and sharp as a knife. I've worked on the junction for most of my life, with a pair of steel boats, seven kids and a wife. I fancy I'll carry on boating. I've bought bowling and lass and taken some knocks from the Birmingham wharves to the Western Point docks, and I've fought for me turn on the Camden Town locks, and I want it in Limehouse for loading. Myself and me missus have nearly been drowned when working by night on the 15-mile pound, with a big load of spelter for Birmingham bound, and the weather has been pretty bloody. I've been down to Oxford with a load of the DS, well, 55 ton out of Gribber, no less, and I've boated to Edinburgh, two boats abreast, when the water's been coming down bloody. You can talk of your rail and your old highway code, but there's nought like a pair with a 15-ton load. When your putty swims well and you've got a good load, right over the cow roads to Leighton. So wind up your motor and let your blades churn, and keep a sharp eye on the oil that you burn, and feel for the snatch from the putty astern, and don't keep the company waiting. Beachy lay a loading at Exhall Basin Hole, loading of a pair of boats with 50 tons of coal. 'Twas in the dreadful winter of 1893 that Beachy loaded up his boats to go to Banbury. At Sutton stop the toll clerk came to gauge Tom Beachy's boats, and Beachy gave him silver coins and showed his loading notes. No credit tolls for number ones, the toll clerk said to him. Said Beachy, that leaves me to Bob to go to Banbury. That night he went to Marston Doles, the wind was blowing shrill. The snow and sleet came howling down from over Napton Mill. He took his horses to the farm to bed them comfortably. The farmer said, "You'll never get to the town of Banbury." The next day round the summit pound he faced the icy blast, and in the 15 bridges length he found the boats were fast. All day he tried to break the ice, but not a foot moved he. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Banbury. The snow did fall till 7 days and 7 nights were past. The drift ran from the towpath head clear up to beach's mast. Two little children and his wife died cold and hungrily. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Bambury. When at last the thaw did come, the sun came shining through. We brought the ice boat smacking around with 20 in her crew. But when we came to Beach's boats, a frozen corpse was he. Froze up in the summit 15 miles from Bambury. Round to the farmhouse we did go to find the reason why. In the midst of plenty, poor Tom Beachy had to die. I had no food to spare for him, the farmer said to me. So we killed his chicks and fired his ricks in Beach's memory.
Bill Perry lived the life God gave. He's gone to his long rest. We'll write these words upon his grave. He fought and beat the best. A king he was within the ring, a songster in Spon Lane. No more again we'll hear him sing, my pretty, pretty Jane. Ben Cornter's gone of doubtful worth, and Dodging Bendigo, and Freeman Bold of giant girth, and Fowling Paddock too. Tom Sayers, bravest of the brave, has long ago passed on. Their bodies lie within the grave, their fighting souls box on. And Death, grim victor of us all, he found the slasher tough, for never did the slasher call, "Hold on, I've had enough." Enough, enough, he never cried, but battled toe to toe. Unflinchingly his fists he plied, and countered blow with blow. And if you have a tear to shed, friend, let it be a splasher, and let it fall for him now dead, the gallant Tipton Slasher.
Listen, seaman, I will tell the story of the voyage of the Humber Bell.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
The Humber Bell, she's a rotten old craft, the crew are in the cabin and the cabin up aft.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
You work all night, you work all day, two bob a ton, bloody good pay.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
You work all day and you work all night, two bob a ton and the money's all right.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
One day from marriage we set sail with the big sea and running on a nor'east gale.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
Skipper's half Dutch and the mate's a Jew, the crew is 15 men to view.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
Timbers are rotten and the bottom stove in, captain in his cabin with a bottle of gin.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
Fetch his two by Cromer Cliff, steering like a wagon with a wheel adrift.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
First the dudgeon, then the spurn, Flamberhead comes next in turn. That air old man says if things go right, we'll be in the time tomorrow night.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay. Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
sits at Shields with a drunken crew. Coal is a bottom and it goes right through.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our day.
Through the umber of the town, pump you buggers, pump or drown.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
Up the Ghoul and off the Trent, one fell out and down the bugger went.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our pay.
That's all seamen as I can tell about the poor old umber bell.
Waiting for the day, waiting for the day, waiting for the day we'll get our.